It's The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, we head to our sports line. We welcome to the for the first time ever to our show, we have Caleb Baird. He is the head coach of Vandercook Lake 8-man football. Caleb, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here today.
We're happy to have you. And I want to start off by thanking you for the opportunity to come and observe your practice a little bit, watch your guys, and kind of pick your brain a little bit earlier this week. I always appreciate that opportunity, and it was a pleasure being welcomed at Vandy. Thank you.
Oh, not a problem. I'm glad you're able to make it out.
Well, let's talk about the team this year. It's a little different feel when you walk up to an 8-man program. The program's had success in previous years. Last year's kind of slipped a little bit. But you took the reins over, pretty late in this season?
Yeah, I think I ended up taking over probably right in the middle of the end of June, early July. So we came in and we decided that we were going to just meet the guys, get out there together, and just start working with what we got and kind of building the pieces as they kind of fell into our laps.
Yeah, well, and they've kind of fell into that way. Let's talk about that. What's the team like this year? Give us your feel of where you guys are and where you want to be.
Yeah, so we're a very young team this year, and sometimes people look at that as like a negative thing. For us, we're looking at, you know, I've got 7-8 freshmen on my team this year, and I get them for 4 years coming out of the middle school. So we're young, but we're determined. Everybody's asking questions, and they're asking the right questions. I know sometimes, you know, people ask questions, and you're like, that's not anywhere near what we're doing right now. But, I mean, they're watching film, they're texting me, and they're texting other coaches. And that's just the freshmen, too. Like, that's across the board, all the way up through seniors. So we're a young but determined team, and we're looking to just build on each week. We see this matchup this week is a really great test to see where we match up for the rest of the conference, because we match up well with this team.
All right. We'll talk about Vermontville Maple Valley here in just a second. But let me ask you just a couple more about the team, because one of the things we were talking about, when you head into the school year, it's always about the seniors, and you're kind of low on numbers for seniors for your team, and you kind of just mentioned it, it's kind of about the freshmen. How do you get the seniors in that mindset to say, hey, this isn't your year, this is going to be their year? How'd you get them in that mindset? How'd you get them to buy in?
Well, I just talk to the seniors. I talk to them pretty real. They respect me, I respect them. So I just let them know that, you know, this year we knew we were going to be young, we were going to be a little undersized in some certain positions, but we want to give them the best senior year that we can. And so if they're willing to help develop the guys underneath them and help create that culture on their way out the door, we'll be able to give them a memory and a season that they'll be proud of no matter what the outcome looks like this year. And they kind of accepted it, and they understood what the job was. We put a lot on our seniors this year. We've got some pretty great athletes in that group, but they've stepped up, and they've helped out in lifting. They've taught some techniques to help other kids get a little stronger. They're really great. They're like position coaches for us at times. So our seniors have really stepped up for us, and they're kind of helping build that foundation with us, even though they know this is their last year.
Coach Caleb Baird from Vandercook Lake 8-man football. Coach, tell us about those seniors. Share with us their names, and really, I know you appreciate them. You shared that a little bit with us, but for our listeners' sake, who they are and what we can expect on the field with them here tonight.
So on the offensive side and defensive side, we play both ways. We've got senior Kyle Cavins. He's a running back and a middle linebacker, and the only way I can describe him is he plays 100 miles an hour every play. He's played through some pretty tough stuff this year. We have senior Evan Crum. He's on the offensive and defensive line, and he has just been an absolute powerhouse. And then we've got late joiner Riley McCullough, another offensive and defensive lineman. He's come in and taken over, snapping the ball at center for us, and, and kind of help get that offensive line back into shape. And then we round out our senior group with Zach Green. He is a just a speed end and a great guard who's really taken to some of the techniques that we've tossed his way, and he's excelling at them. So, I mean, they lead our line, and they block for one of their own. So we kind of we're using them all the way we can.
You mentioned the freshmen, the underclassmen there. Looking at your team, you've got some big guys, you've got some small guys. Like you said Wednesday, you don't really have a whole lot in between. But you've got some quick guys. I saw some speed out there during your practice.
Oh, yeah. we've got a couple guys who, when we did our testing, they hit 4.8 40s for us this year, and one of them was a freshman. So we're excited to see Leland speed this year and how that kind of develops as we move forward.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Now let's talk about the matchup tonight, Vermontville-Maple Valley. So far this year, you have yet to find the end zone.
Yeah.
Vermontville-Maple Valley, they've been able to put up some points, but they also have a couple losses so far this early season. You talked about it earlier. You match up pretty well with them. Tell us what we can expect tonight.
Our goal is we want to try to spread the ball out a little bit. We want to use that speed. We've been trying to play to our pace, but we're going to try to up the tempo a little bit because we're learning that we've got more speed over power when running the ball. We've got some receivers with some great hands, so we're gonna step away from our running game. We're going to run, but we're going to try to air the ball out. We've got Chris Jimenez taking the start at quarterback today, so we're gonna give his arm a little workout. We're going to try to find the end zone for the first time this season. That's been a monkey on my shoulder, so I'm trying to get over that hump as well.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it a monkey. You've been honest about it with your guys. Hey, this is a rebuilding year for us. This isn't even a reload year. We've got a young team, and we're learning. You're even still learning the 8-man game because it's a little different than 11-man. It's just a rebuild and learning experience for everybody across the board for you.
Yeah, no, and when I tell them that, they don't look at it like we're giving up on them. I want to be honest and transparent with my guys, and I look them dead in their faces. I'm like, we're going to do everything that we can to put the best team out there. We've got guys who are changing positions sometimes. We're having them try out some different stuff because we're noticing skill sets are developing, and we're like, wow, well, who we thought might be a receiver, he really should be a running back. Like, he runs hard and fast, and he's got great vision. So let's transition them over there, and we're kind of piecing them together. And I tell the freshmen, like, we're building so that by the time they're seniors, we're looking at, you know, maybe 11-man again if our numbers go up. But if not, at least making a big push in the playoffs or 8-man, mm-hmm. right? We want to – that's the goal. We're aiming for the future, so we're building now to kind of get to that point.
Let's talk about 8-man schemes just a little bit. It's a little bit different than 11-man. You've got a center, tackle, maybe an end, and you can kind of shift things around a little bit to where your center can even go out if you want. There's a lot of different variety that you can do when you don't have that traditional guard, tackle, end setup. You mentioned that you're going to have some wideouts and you're going to be slinging the ball a little bit tonight. What's your setup look like?
We come out in a wing formation, so we'll have three down linemen, a wing. We'll have a running back and a quarterback, and then we'll try to spread our – we'll probably go doubles. We'll probably go spread on either side. But that's the main, because Vermontville brings a pretty strong, you know, 4-man front, 5-man front. So we want to protect our quarterback, give him some time, but we're going to try to pick him apart across the middle. So it's our main, and then we're going to run a couple of our special stuff that we've been working on this week. We don't want to go too much now, but
right.
Definitely want to give them a look at something different that they haven't seen yet.
So Vermontville, I know you've seen their tape. Vermontville comes up. They load up the box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do you guys do on defense?
Defensively, we just transitioned. We're switching to a 4-man front. We had some pretty good success with that late in the game last week against Bangor. We started getting a lot of pressure, ended up taking down a sack one time. So we transitioned to a 4-front. So we're going to run a 4-2-2. So we're going to put 4 on the line, 2 linebackers, and 2 corners. So we're putting a lot of pressure on our corners, right? If they decide to pass, I mean, they're out there on an island, and we've been preparing them for all week. So we run a lot of one-on-ones. We're giving them different looks on guys that, you know, might be out there. So But that's our base for the week, and then we're going to give them some different looks as we kind of see what they're running this week.
Coach Caleb Beard joining us today, head coach Vandercook Lake football, the eight-man squad. When you sat down with the whole team before you guys even had your first practice, when you were getting together your squad, what were those conversations like? What were you telling your team where you guys wanted to be at the end of the season?
I carry pretty lofty goals for myself, and my staff know that as well. I ultimately told them, like, I want to win as many games as possible, but understand that we know, you know, it's going to take some time to get to that point. Those early conversations with the seniors were, like I said, just like, let's buy in, let's build the foundation to be proud of. The one junior that we have and the few sophomores that we have, it was, hey, you know, let's work to get better so that next year we're even better. And freshman conversations were a little different. I had a lot of guys who were nervous. So it was just breaking down, you know, what they're going to do and what we expect of them, which I think helped a lot because they were able to kind of work through some of that stuff on their own. I had some guys who were really nervous, and then they took that first hit in the scrimmage, and he pops up and he goes, oh, it's just football, coach. And I'm like, it will always be just football. So.
Yeah.
It's good to see them work through that.
You're used to 11-man. You played there in the 11-man program. You're used to 11-man. When you come in kind of late in the practice season and having to prep for the 8-man, how difficult of a transition was that for you to learn the 8-man schemes compared to 11-man?
It was pretty difficult at first. I think once I saw some film from last year, I started reaching out to some buddies of mine that have been around 8-man that I knew of, and we talked about, and basically it's like speed is your best friend and your worst enemy at the exact same time, because you need speed on both sides of the ball, but you hope you're faster, because really it's not like 11-man if you have somebody miss a block or they miss a tackle. You've got a lot of extra guys to kind of back you up there, but if one or two guys miss something, it's a lot of field out there to try to cover now, so...
It's a faster-paced game. They're higher-scoring games. I'm looking forward to the call tonight with myself and Joe Cassidy. We're looking forward to having a lot of fun out at Vandercook Lake tonight.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, too. I can't wait to listen to the playback, and we just want to put on the best show that we can tonight. We've got some things up our sleeves, and we're excited. And I got guys coming up to me in class, and they're like, hey, so what are we going to do today? Are we going to do this? And I'm like, we're going to stick to the plan, and they're excited, and this is our home opener for the season, so we invited a bunch of alumni back. It's going to be a great time.
All right, very good. Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you very much.
That's Coach Caleb Baird joining us here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.